So how did Brock look with the ones, first shot with them?
He looked good. I mean, obviously, Brock knows how to play. You know, he's very conscientious, works extremely hard. I think the players, he's gained a lot of respect in the locker room because of the way he prepares. So he did a good job today, and obviously it was his first opportunity with those guys, so we just need to keep fine-tuning some things.
Even though you haven't declared this thing over, would you like to see him take ownership of the team?
Well, I think that's his personality, and if I know Brock well, that's what he'll try to do. But no, I have not, like you said, it's not over yet, but I'd love to see him go play well on Thursday night and lead the team and run our offense to the best of his ability.
What were the factors that led to your decision?
You know, again, you just, like I said, I was going to put everything into the equation, talk to our executive team, and I just felt like at this time, this was the best opportunity for us and best thing for us for a couple reasons. One, we have a veteran player that's played in games, knows how to win, and I need to give him opportunity to demonstrate that. And then number two, we still have some young quarterbacks that need to play a lot of football. And, you know, if I stuck one of those other guys out as a starter, they weren't going to play a lot of football because they probably would come out when the other veterans come out. So when you sit down and think through it all, you think what's best for our football team. It's best for me to try Brock out there, see if he can go lead this offense and lead the team. And in the process, keep getting these young guys more reps of playing football. They just need to play. Deshaun needs to play more. Cody needs to play more. Kevin needs to play more. And so I thought this is the way to do it.
Sometimes in these open competitions, the coach will name the starter. This guy's for game one. This guy's for game two. You did not do that. Why? So there's a chance it could be Osweiler also Monday night against the Giants?
I mean, you never know. I mean, again, I want to just work towards this Thursday night, first and foremost. I think this is about this week, this opportunity, and then we'll keep going from there because there's still, as you know, there's still a lot about Brock I need to know, too, playing in a game. You know, he hasn't done that for me as well. So I think we'll find out a lot about our quarterbacks and our football team this Thursday night.
You have to fast-track him playing with a one since he hasn't done that yet?
When you say as far as?
You know, just getting chemistry with those guys.
Well, yeah, a little bit, but it's the same offense. I mean, we're calling things the same. We're not calling anything different with Brock playing quarterback than we did with any of the other guys. So I think, you know, Brock is a very heady guy, and he's been into it from the day he walked into this building. And if I know him well enough, like I said, he'll continue to do so. So he's ready to go.
Sorry, he seemed to separate himself a little bit Friday. How much did that play a factor in this?
Well, I think we all watched him compete with the twos and move the ball and move the team. It has something to do with it. Like I said, I put everything into the equation. You know, again, you're talking about a player that's played and won games in the National Football League. So, I mean, there's talent there. There's no question about that. That's why we're stepping him out there. But at the same time, we also have some other young, talented players that just need more seasoning, need more football work. And, again, this thing's not over by any stretch, but, you know, this is a decision I've made at this time.
You decided how much you're going to play the starters?
I haven't just yet. I mean, I know we're going to play. We're going to play a little bit because we need to. You know, we need to get out there and play football. But I don't know how far it'll be. You know, again, you know, you kind of do some things by feel. And I don't want those guys to know what number of plays before they say, okay, I'm going to check out. Yeah. So we'll keep everybody into it and take them out when I think it's time to take them out.
Your first step chart, I know it's unofficial. There's always questions that arise from it. First question, is Randall Telfer number one tight end?
Yes, he is.
The reason?
Well, because Randall's a blocker. You know, Randall can get after you that way. But, again, as you guys know, we're playing a lot of different packages, a lot of different personnel. You know, I haven't decided what the first play is going to be, so it could be a whole bunch of tight ends out there on the first play. So we'll see how that all unfolds.
One other question I have, but Jarrell Peppers is listed as free safety. Is that significant?
No, I don't think so. I think you've seen all the different packages that we play in defense. You know, we move that free safety and strong safety kind of interchangeable. So I wouldn't be I wouldn't even read into that at all.
Last time we talked to you about the quarterback situation heading into this decision, you said the guy that you put out there for this game is the guy that you think has a chance to be the guy. Mm-hmm. So does this mean that you think that Brock has
I think he has a chance just like all the other guys, Mary Kay. I think, you know, that's what I meant by that. The guy that goes out there has a chance because if you go play well and nail it and do great things, I mean, I'll be looking for you to play again next week. You know, that's what I meant by that. So, again, he's going to get an opportunity. I think he's excited about the opportunity, but he understands where it all is. I met with all the guys, very honest and very upfront with them. I think everybody knows the situation and where we are, and then we'll go accordingly from there.
Kaiser's place didn't really change. He's still third, but he didn't take any snaps with the ones. Is that over now?
No, I don't think that's over. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's over. I don't think anything's really over right now, but today we did practice a little bit different, so I think that's what you guys saw and felt. But Deshaun is progressing. Cody's progressing. I got to get them more snaps in the game of playing, and that's what I'm trying to do.
There was I think Adam Schefter may have mentioned that the Dolphins expressed some interest in Brock, but were basically told, you know, we're not interested in doing that right now. Do you have any idea? I mean, do you guys want to hang on to Brock because you want a veteran guy on your roster, one that might even make a starting job?
Mary Kay, has never been brought to my attention, so I wouldn't know. I mean, no one's mentioned that to me, so.
Coach, is there a rotation for the quarterbacks?
Yeah, the rotation will be Brock will go first. Cody will go second, Deshaun will go third, and I love to get Kevin some snaps. But again, I want those other two young guys to play a lot of football if I can.
Is there any disappointment that, you know, Cody's been the one since spring and he wasn't able to just kind of take the job and run with it?
No. I've said since the beginning that, you know, this thing is his opportunity. You got to nail it. If you don't, it was going to be fluid. And I've done exactly what I said I was going to do. And I think that's only fair to the players and the players in our locker room and our organization. My job is to put the best guy out there that's going to give us a chance. I'm not saying that Cody still can't be that guy. But right now, what I'm feeling is let's go in a different direction. Let's see if we can give Brock an opportunity. Let's take these young guys and keep getting them ready and keep getting them better and see if they can meet up to that standard that we have set and go from there.